protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products. Save big money at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products. Save big money at Menards. Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products. Save big money at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products. Save big money
at This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
All right, let's get into it because this case is not cooling down. If anything, it's just starting to burn through the layers of silence. And last couple of days, last handful of hours, the silence just cracked. Just a little bit. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube if that's where you are watching us. If not, join us on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you will find us there. We've now got public responses from David's camp, specifically from his manager, Josh Marshall, and we've got new language coming out of the LAPD. Neither is a full confession. Neither gives us everything, but they both tell us exactly where the walls are starting to close in. Let's start with Josh. Until recently, Marshall's name really was not front and center. It was tucked away in the paperwork. He's a guy whose name was on the lease of that $20,000 a month mansion in the Hollywood Hills where LAPD served their warrant. The house where they reportedly searched for blood. The house where investigators seized electronics. The house that emptied out almost immediately after the raid. So the public asked the obvious, did he live there? Did he know Celeste was there? And if he didn't, why not? You know, these are kind of, you know, your name's on a lease. Yeah, there is a level of responsibility with that. And this week he responded not with a press conference, not with a legal statement at all. He responded on TikTok. Seems appropriate. In comments threads. I guess seems appropriate when that's your client. Now, you can draw your own conclusions about what that says, but here's what he said. How dare you say something like this with no facts? These are the alleged comments that were made. And again, allegedly. I live in a different state. I'm a father of three. I work remotely and barely interact with my clients, David included. It's kind of not. I don't think it's a selling point as a manager, but I hear you. I didn't get any emails. I didn't know about the girl. I never lived in that house. I'm not on the cameras. And look, I believe the guy. What it says is I'm kind of frantic. This is looking pretty dark. And in no way, shape, or form am I implicating him or thinking he has really anything to do with what is going on in this story. I just think he's probably absorbing all of this with the rest of us going, oh my God, what the hell did I get myself into by putting this person on my client list? It's a long way of saying I wasn't there. Good. He also said this was the only time he'd speak in the manner for now, which, okay, he felt the need to speak, but not the need to say it in a space that actually makes news or sense. Not Instagram, not Twitter, not TMZ, TikTok comments. Hey, okay, the choice, that tells you something. Now, here's where it gets trickier. He says he never received any email alerting him that Celeste was in David's home. But the internet's not buying that, because multiple reports, including one circulating for weeks, say that someone from Celeste's family did reach out, allegedly warning someone on David's team that Celeste was underage and needed to come home. The timeline is fuzzy. The facts around that email haven't been confirmed by law enforcement yet. But the idea that a manager leases the house, has his name on the documents, and has absolutely zero knowledge of who's in and out of that place, that's what people are struggling with. I'm not. I mean, people do things like this. They rent out places. This is not an uncommon thing in that sort of a world where you would not necessarily be there day to day by any stretch of the imagination, or hardly at all. But you also don't think that the person you're renting it out to is going to be involved in something like this. If he is involved in something like this. So, again, I don't think the manager, at least as of right now, in terms of human moralistic responsibility, has a lot on him. Now, in terms of paying attention to your client and what's going on around him, and there has been allegations swirling for a while that he's in a relationship with this woman, but again, a lot of people on the inside are even saying we thought she was 19, and if they didn't know, you did not honestly know the answer to that question, it's kind of hard to react to something you don't have the information on or don't know about. Remember, David's slogan is, shh. Not, let me spill the beans that I'm maybe doing this with this person, allegedly, and they're not of age, and that's not, you know. I don't know how much the manager knew. So I'm going to kind of take that at that word and not dig into something deeper where there may not be a lot more places to dig. In terms of accountability and responsibility of having a place you're renting out, ultimately the buck does stop with you to a certain extent. But I mean, think of it this way. If you owned an Airbnb and a murder took place there, you would not necessarily be tried for murder. There could be some responsibilities of it being on your property and liabilities there, but I think everyone needs to be cautious in this case all around until we know more facts. There's a reason as of this recording, David has not been charged. And it doesn't necessarily mean he's innocent. It may mean they're needing to really get the strong case so when they do get him, he ain't leaving. Because you don't want to arrest somebody on lesser charges if that's all you can get, and then they skip, and then they skip town. These things can happen. So I'm guessing there's a reason to that madness right there. And it's not like nobody's paying attention. They have a microscope on them. They're watching every move they make, and they're being very careful in terms of how they move forward, in terms of the DA, in terms of the police, in terms of all of that. So rest assured, this isn't slipping through the cracks at this moment in time. Let's go back to that house. We know the LAPD served a search warrant. We know they were looking for forensic evidence, blood, digital trails, anything that could show what happened inside those walls. And we now know from the department's own public statements that someone placed Celeste's body in the Tesla. It's not speculation. That's from the LAPD Captain Scott Williams. He said it clearly. We know she died. We know someone placed her body. He also said the department isn't ready to name anyone as criminally responsible yet. He didn't name David. He didn't name Josh. He didn't name anyone. What he did say is that every aspect of this case is being investigated. Every person, every connection, everyone close, as should be the case. Now, you might have caught another slip, or maybe it wasn't a slip. LAPD Chief Jim McDonald referred to this as a homicide during a recent interview. But here's the problem. The medical examiner has not released a cause of manner of death. So either the team, that term was used loosely, or LAPD knows more than they're saying publicly. What likely, this is pure speculation that's going on here. The medical examiner has not officially made that ruling, but the LAPD is investigating it as a homicide. Where you go, as a homicide, that's where as is in there. At this point in time, they can do that. They can look at cases that are not necessarily deemed this or deemed that yet if they feel that, you know, it's an active investigation. You need to, the sooner you get into it, the sooner you get information, the sooner you're going to get answers and the less likelihood of there to be evidence erased, destroyed, all of that. You don't necessarily have to wait for the medical examiner to treat it as what it likely is. Worst case scenario, you wasted some time and some resources. So, the tight-lipped approach, it's noticeable. If you've been with us in enough cases, you know the difference between a department that's waiting for clarity and one that's deliberately holding fire to avoid blowing the case open too soon. Because here's how this works. If they charge David or anyone before the autopsy report is final, before the digital evidence is mapped, before they have airtight timelines, then the clock starts ticking. In California, once you've been charged, you have the right to a speedy trial. And that means 60 days to prep your case and walk it into court. 60 days. It's nothing. That's suicide for a DA's office unless the case is locked down cold. And here's the thing. David's not some random suspect with a court-appointed attorney. He's got money. He's got industry backing. He's got access to the kind of legal team that lives to dismantle rushed indictments. So LAPD is moving slow and intentionally. Meanwhile, the death certificate finally dropped. It confirms Celeste's date of death as September 8th, the day her body was discovered. That tells us they don't have enough forensic data to pinpoint an earlier time of death. Doesn't mean she actually died on that day. That can be adjusted and may be adjusted after some more findings and testing or evidence comes in that can pinpoint a better date. It also confirms something else. Celeste was not pregnant, which shuts down a lot of speculation about motive, secrecy, and why things may have escalated. And that's important because the internet's been running wild with claims, Discord screenshots, TikTok theories, people suggesting she was carrying his child. The death certificate puts that to bed. It's not part of the story anymore. It actually really never was, other than internet speculation. But what is still part of the story is a behavioral pattern. Let's talk about the meet and greet clip. A new video surfaced where David appears to freeze when a fan who looked eerily similar to Celeste steps forward for a photo. His whole demeanor changes. It's quick, it's subtle, but the internet caught it. Is that evidence? No. When you pair that with the songs, the leaked lyrics, the tattoos, and now public statements from teachers and classmates who said Celeste talked about seeing an older man, a rapper, the pattern is undeniable, even if the case hasn't caught up to it yet. And that brings us back to this. The silence isn't really silent anymore. The denials are measured. The updates are cautious, but they're happening. And then there's the CCTV footage from March 19th to 24. Early morning, Celeste is seen on video running down the street near her house. A liquor store camera picks her up. Her sister later visits that store, asking the owner to check his footage. She tells police Celeste appeared to be picked up by someone in a car, allegedly. The car wasn't visible on camera, but the timing, that morning, right around when school buses pick up, it raises the question, was someone waiting for her? And that's the part that stings most of all of this, because Celeste didn't just vanish into thin air. She was seen. She was on camera. Her teacher knew, her classmates knew, there were whispers, there were signs. And yet no one stopped it. Not her friends. Not the adults around her. Not the music industry folks in David's orbit, who oftentimes, we had no idea R. Kelly was doing these things. Never mind, there's a Soul Train Award in the background of his house where he appears to be essaying a 14-year-old girl. We had no idea. R, did you have any idea? That's not you. It's somebody impersonating you, isn't it? Okay, let's get that remix to Ignition completed, shall we? We need to make more money. That's how it worked about 20 years ago. I'm starting to wonder if it's still working the same way today. No idea. Nobody was there. Not the people scrolling through Discord chats while jokes were being made about their relationship. No one stepped in. That's the part that gets missed in these stories. We talk about the suspect, we talk about the body, we talk about the evidence, but we rarely talk about the people who were close enough to see the signs and did nothing. Josh Marshall may be telling the truth. Maybe he really didn't know. Maybe his name is on the lease just to help an artist land a property he couldn't get at 18 years old. It's not a crazy thought. It's pretty, like I said, common and normal. Maybe he was completely removed from what was happening. The likelihood is actually there. But if that's the case, why respond on TikTok comments? Why not clear it publicly? Why not answer the obvious question? Did you know the girl was there? Because even silence is a choice. The same way someone made the choice to wrap a body in plastic and put it in a trunk, to abandon the car, and to wait for the smell to give it away. This case isn't solved, no charges have been filed, but the story is telling itself, piece by piece. The question now isn't if the full truth comes out, it's when, and whether everyone who had a chance to speak up before this turned tragic will keep pretending they didn't know what they knew. Because silence doesn't cover guilt, it enables it. And in Celeste's case, that silence lasted far too long. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and join us there. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage of this case and the many that we cover for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at Menards.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.